people had this earnest and this expectation from, even from Adam's day. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, back even in Methuselah's time, Noah's time. Everybody had this earnest. It's a wonderful word when you really know what it means.
Lord, help him, Jesus.
An expectation that in the last days, Job said, that the Redeemer would stand upon the earth. And people believe this. They believe this because that every man that has ever been saved has been saved by the grace of God. And these folks looked for the coming of Jesus, the Son of God, I don't know how to
pray. Lord, help him, Jesus, we pray.
But a concept that's so far above anything, above our heads, as far as the heavens above the earth.
Lord, help him, God.
How that God would move upon a little woman, and she would conceive and bring forth a son, and his name would be interpreted and called Jesus and interpreted God among us.
Emmanuel. Lord.
The angel told her, he said, this holy thing that shall be conceived in you,
Lord,
is going to save
God,
his people from their sins.
Lord Jesus.
Now, I don't know if you realize the full impact of that this morning, but to see that type of miracle, and to know and to understand being witnessed in your heart even 2,000 years later.
Lord,
by the power of the Holy Spirit, do you realize what an impact that had upon this earth? The Bible says, Brother Junior, that the angels appeared declaring, born unto you this day in the city of David, is the Savior, which is Christ, the Lord. And do you realize that the saving grace of God that Jesus came into this world in, and that declaration, that it's still the same grace that reaches out today to you and to me? And how wonderful it is that we could say that we've been saved by this grace of the Son of God. Just because he came. Is that right?
Lord, help him, God.
Because he came into this world to give his life, a ransom, that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly, that we could be born again. Born from above today by this awesome power of the Holy Spirit that he sent back and begins
Lord,
this work.
God, we pray.
Brother John Boland, it's all by grace.
All by grace.
And it's witnessed and it's framed and it's truth in the Word of God. And in the life that he lived and that he
Lord,
declared
him, God.
Here on this world. Brother Junior, I don't know how to preach.
Help him, Lord.
I don't know.
I'm the Lord.
But I want you to know that this salvation today, if God is working in your heart, if this marvelous grace has appeared unto you and is teaching you.
Teaching you what? Help him, God.
I want you to know today that you should hold on to that with a believer's heart, with every fiber of your being. You may say, well, you don't know me, and that's true. I don't know anybody's heart. You may say, I'm the most morally low and religious, vile person that you've ever saw in your life. You don't know what's beating and ticking down on my inside.
Help him, God.
He can fix it.
I want you to know that this saving grace of God is able If you'll give him your whole heart, he's able to save you.
Amen.
From your sin.
Lord, help him, God, I pray.
You may say, well, the life circumstances has took hold on me and I'm in the valley of despair and you just don't know how bad that it really is down here.
Lord, help him, Jesus.
Well, I know somebody that does. He was marred more than any other man, and that would mean woman too. More than any other man that had ever lived upon the earth, he was marred more than any man.
Lord, help him, God.
I want you to know that if you're down in the valley of despair, I want you to know that a Savior walked in that valley a long time ago, and he made a way. That you could come out of the valley. Brother Junior said a while ago, he said that when he would come, he would make every mountain low and every valley fair and plain. And I thought about that. I was musing about that one time, and God opened my understanding. And I thought, how can this thing be? And he opened my understanding, and I could see of the cross hanging out in front of me, and I looked out over this world in my mind's eye, and I saw that when he made all the valleys smooth and brought the hills down low, that you could see Jesus hanging on the cross there,
Lord, help him, God.
Lifted up above the earth, and he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me, and I want you to know today that it doesn't matter. You may be out on the seas of life today, just tossed to and fro. But I know a man that came walking on the water one day, and Peter just called out, Lord, let me... Bid me that I may, if it's you, let me come. Oh, and he stepped out and he began to walk, and the waves were boisterous about him, and he began to sing, and then he went in to a lot of religious practices and orders and done this and done that. No, he cried, Lord, save me, here I'll perish. You see, God knows your heart today, friends, and he knows what you stand in need of. And you may say, well, I seek after wisdom or a sign. Oh Lord, today that hit me pretty hard standing here. You know, a lot of people are seeking a sign today. Lord, if you'll show me this or that, I'll do this or I'll do that. Listen, this same Jesus that they raised up between the heavens and the earth, he gave you a sign. He said there would be one sign given.
There you go,
as the prophet Jonah. Oh, as he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and night, so also shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. But he's going to be raised with great power and glory. Why is that? He said, I have power to lay my life down, and I have the power to take it up. And I'm the one that Adam was looking at in the garden. I'm the one Ezekiel saw, and I'm the Redeemer Daniel talked about. I'm everything. My name is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Whoa. he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. You may be here, and you may say, well, I've got cancer, and I don't have but a few days or weeks. Oh, I'll not despair when I get down to that river. Why? Because Jesus. Because he laid down his life and he took it up again. Brother Terry, I see a little witness of the power of this resurrection. Yeah. And he's called the Holy Ghost. You know the last thing Jesus did. Bless the Lord. He bowed his head and he gave up the gold. I can see despair fading away in God's sight. When the Son of God bow his head and give up the Holy Ghost, he said, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And what did God do with it? On the third day, he reached down inside that tomb and he raised him by his own glory. And he set him high in the heavens and crowned him with glory and honor above every name that's named.
There you go,
Men seeking a sign and men seeking after wisdom, they took Jesus out and in cohort they hung him, nailed him to a cross and raised him up. But when God Almighty raised him from that grave, he had another plan. I'm glad I'm included in that, and I'm glad you are, brother. I'm glad whosoever will come and take the water of life freely, I'm glad they're included. And so he won't. Does he ever walk with you? Does he ever talk to you?
Yes.
Does
yes.
he ever feed you?
Yes, he does.
Does he ever comfort you? And God lifted him up after 40 days in a cloud. You know, men lifted him up their way. But God lifted him up above this earth, above all powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness and every power that is upon the earth. I see him saying, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. You know, every man is going to behold him for themselves.
Yes.
But every man's not going to know him in the fellowship of the Father and the Word and the Holy Spirit. So for you and for me, that just wouldn't high enough, Brother Junior. As wonderful as it was, he had to set the captive free from their sins and from the power of this world. And after 40 days, he went out with them as unto Bethany. And the Bible says that a cloud received him up out of their sight. Where's your heart this evening. It's in the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, ye men of Galilee, who I stand ye gazing, the same Jesus you see ascending, he's gonna come in like manner. You know, Paul wrote, and he said that he would, that you may know him in the power of his resurrection. Oh, and his suffering, that you may have joy and peace, you may be able to live. You know, it's not just living and moving and having a good feeling about this or that. Oh, but here's where we live and move. It's in the fruit of the Holy Spirit as he purges us. Oh, and we bring, forth that peaceful fruit of righteousness, of love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and mercy and faith and all the fruit. You know, it's just one fruit. And it's from our Lord and Savior. That's where you live and move and have your being. Is that right? When you really need the love of God shed abroad in your heart, where do you go to today? Listen, friend. Oh, just like John did, you go and lay your head on Jesus' bread, and there you're comforted for a while. Oh, Lord, I love it when the Holy Spirit comes. And reveals the Son of God, lifted up on high and sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. Oh, it's comforting to me to have this home that I know is far more wonderful than anything I could ever hope. Listen, I want to say this, and I'll try to quit. Many years ago, as a matter of fact, 30 years ago tomorrow, I would have been baptized. And he come my way, and this marvelous grace worked down deep in my heart, and it cut me, it broke my heart, Brother Junior, and I'll never forget this. I don't know why this has come back to my mind. When I saw him hanging there upon the cross, the first thing was initial shock, like I'd never been shocked before, and I cried. Didn't say it out loud, Brother Junior, but dare me, a man so vile as I am, to look upon this man. And I saw him hanging there, beaten, and blood running down his hands and his feet. Oh, bruised and striped, and he said, come unto me. I was mired more than any other man. I was beaten for you. My stripes will heal you. Oh, what grace, what power of the Spirit of God that he's able to work down in the hearts of men. It's no wonder the Bible says salvation begins this way. He said, you who were dead in trespass and sin, hath he quickened, for by grace are you saved. Oh, I see him sitting on the right hand in a place, oh, brethren, that outshines the sun. Oh, that we may boldly go into the holy, Lord of holies, and view him for ourselves. I'm glad for that mercy seat on high. Oh, he's our advocate today. Oh, Lord, Brother Junior, there's a sound up there. Oh, as he's sitting in the Holy of Holies, bless God, there's a sound when one sinner repents. That I'm convinced, brother, I know a little bit about this. That echoes through heaven. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repent, and 99 that need no repentance. Blessed is he that knows a joyful sound. These angels, when one is forgiven and they're rejoicing, do you reckon they know this joyful sound? Yes, they saw Jesus come down into this world and take upon him
a body
of flesh. They saw him born into this world. Bless his holy name. And they ministered to him all down through his life. Angels ascending and descending upon him. And when he got up out of the grave,
yes,
they stood there witnesses to the power and glory of God. And they were there with him and spoke back, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? They know the joyful sound, and I believe this in the power and glory of heaven. That when he says, your sins, which are many, I freely forgive. I believe they're standing at the ready, and the child goes all through glory. Bless his name. We witnessed all these things, Jesus. We know you're the Redeemer. You're the all in all. You're everything. And you're worthy to be honored above every name that's ever been named. And therefore, at your word, your sins, which are many, I freely forgive. They can't help it but shout up there, bless his holy name. I see them around and about him. How faithful the messengers are when they come from on high today, when they're called and faithful. Listen today, folks. I want you to know that this is a real thing.
Yes, it is.
Who do you see here? Do you see some great sermon or some action that you might like? I'll tell you what I see. I see Jesus, Lord, born the Savior of this world and raised, exalted above every name that's named. And I also have an earnest that someday he's going to call and I'm going to answer. He's going to say, come ye blessed, my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Listen, what a wonderful plan of salvation that this is. How free, how comforting, and how kind, how real. joyful it is to be in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, by the one Spirit are you all baptized into the one body. One Lord lifted high up into the heaven. One faith, one baptism by the one Spirit into one body.
Ain't but one body, brother. That's all we are.
And I want you to know something. You can have all the denominations on this earth, but this body and this bride, she's got a garment on today like no other garment. Some people may say, well, this Baptist way is the way, or the Pentecostal, or whatever it is. Oh, that's just the one train this bride has. Bless his name. And she's in all throughout all this world.
Yes, she is.
She's called many different things. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord. Oh, how beautiful she is. And someday, oh, he's going to call.
Yeah.
We're going to rise to meet him.
Yeah.
And what a day that's going to be. Now, she's clothed in something, folks. Let me say this. She's clothed in righteousness, not her own, but in the righteousness of the Son of God. He came to declare the righteousness of the Father, that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. We're bone of his bone, we're flesh of his flesh. It don't get no better than that.
No, don't get no better than that.
Don't get no better than that.
That's wonderful.
You can go if you'll hearken to that call. If you'll, when that happens, you know, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father, which sent me, draw him. When the grace of God appears to you, and this is the way it happened to me, and just crushed me, just broke my heart, the next thing that he done by grace is he let me fix my eye on Jesus. He's my everything. When I was in trouble on account of my sins, he was my everything.
Yes, he was. Still is.
And he still is.
There you go, Brother Hurley.
As long as you keep your eye on Jesus, it's like a moth being drawn to a flame. That's how love and faith actually work when Christ is the object of your faith.
Yes.
Now, I'm not talking about just because it's written down somewhere and they said he hung on a hill over yonder. I'm not talking about that.
No.
I'm talking about the grace of Almighty God revealing his Son to you.
You.
He said in that, he said, in the hour you give me your whole heart, I'll be found with you. Where did you find him at? I found him down on my knees. Brother, can I tell this?
Go right ahead. Take your time.
Laid down on my face. Didn't feel worthy to look toward heaven, and I'll never forget this. And I was laying there on my face on the floor crying, and I raised my head up and I looked, and there was a foot of a cross standing there in front of me. You may think I'm crazy, but it was real. And Brother Junior Ruggles, when I looked at that, I raised my eyes to see, and he was hanging there on that cross.
Yeah.
And I just buried my face. I said, Lord, I don't even feel worthy to call upon you. And I looked up again, all broken, had nowhere else to go. Lost, running, undone. And I saw a tear come trickling down his eye. Brother Terry, God is my witness. It rolled down his cheek and it landed on me.
Yeah,
Brother Junior, you talk about the soul of the earth. Wow, how wonderful and how marvelous that it is to be touched by the Savior of all mankind.
Yes, sir.
How wonderful it is. And I want you to know that it's real.
Sure it is.
It's very real. You must be born from above. You must let God work this plan down in your heart. Let him reveal his son to you, and you believe. Believe and hold on to him with all of your heart. A pure and an honest heart, I believe, is the way the Bible puts that seed sower going out to sow.
Yeah.
That's where the fruit is, ain't it, Brother Junior? Is in an honest heart?
Yes, sir.
In the hour you give me your whole heart, I'll be found with you. And I want you to know that by his mercy, he'll lead you and he'll save you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
He died to save me.
What wonderful,
he didn't fail.
What a wonderful message the gospel of the Son of God is. When it's preached in power, oh, how wonderful that it is.
Wonderful.
Come on. Come publish. No, I want you to.